The following show is provided as an educational service of the Medium Certification Program of the Forever Family Foundation. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time. The Foundation does not endorse any individual medium. The purpose of the certification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without use of deception or fraud.
Welcome to Signs of Life, Exploring Survival of Consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name, your name.
Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and I'm actually filling in for Joe Peretta tonight because it's his birthday, and there's a little birthday party going on for him right now, so I hope you'll join me in wishing him a fabulous birthday and, of course, a wonderful year ahead. And we've got another great show for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. Give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Siri Burnson, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we do have a couple of quick updates. Our summer solstice raffle is coming up on June 20th, and it's only $5 per chance to enter, and that gives you five chances to win a phone reading with one of our certified mediums. And the mediums participating in this event will be Sandra O'Hara, John Howland, Joanne Gerber, Janet Nahavik, and Angelina Diana. And have you ever wondered how you could find a good medium? Well, there's a fabulous new book out by Robert Ginsberg, the founder of Forever Family Foundation, and the book is called The Medium Explosion. In this book, you'll learn what to expect, how to evaluate the information that you're told, and how mediums operate. The author also includes commentary on evidence for life after death, as well as personal accounts that are backed up by research. The Medium Explosion is available at all booksellers, and all profits from book sales are donated to the Forever Family Foundation. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And now let's get to our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Siri Burnson. And in addition to being a certified medium with Forever Family, Siri is a grief recovery specialist. She's also a Reiki master. She has a master's degree in visual art, and she has traveled all over the world. She speaks several different languages, and she uses her gift to heal and to comfort those who have lost loved ones through the power of mediumship. And we're so happy that she's back with us tonight. Hi, Siri. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Doreen, and hello, everyone out there in the world.
Yes. Hello, hello. Well, it's always great to have you back on the air with us. And we have a few minutes to chat before we open up our phone lines. And, you know, I thought it might be nice tonight to just chat a little bit about how people can learn to sense their loved ones in spirit on their own. And, of course, there are some metaphysical terms, you know, for what we do. And maybe you could start out a little bit by explaining what the clairs are. Let's share a little bit with them, see if they can maybe feel their loved ones.
So this is such a good question, because I'm just about to put together some sort of, I have this idea in my mind, but I want to put together classes for people to connect themselves and to find a path to their own healing or healing their own grief. So when it comes to the senses, I actually have all of the senses. I see, I hear, I feel, I will taste things, I will smell things, and I will know mm-hmm. things. And I have them all, both objectively and subjectively. I've really worked hard at getting them that way. And then when I work yeah. with people that want to learn this, I always bring out the best quality, and then their weakest sense, I work really hard at getting that also to the mm-hmm. forefront. And so when I work with people, when I teach, I really get into the details of things.
Yeah, and you know, I always tell people also that I think I'm one of those people. I believe that most people are able to recognize their own loved ones in spirit, because for me, I always feel like the energy signature is the same. You know, mm-hmm. yeah. You know, in other words, they have the same energetic vibration that they had when they were living. And very mm-hmm. oftentimes, I'll mention that to people, like if both of their parents are gone, they could tell the difference which one might be around them. They can feel, get a sense of which one might be connecting. Do you ever find that with your clients also?
Well, I do find that, and I find that one of the gateways to connecting with them is through dreams, and so that is also another thing that I also want to put together, how to connect deeper into your dream state,
yep.
so that you can also sense them better, because there's different variations of dreams. There's the dreams where, you know, it's they're hugging, it's the crying dreams, it's the dreams where the spirits are not saying anything, and, you know, emotional dreams. There's so many different variations.
Right, right.
So that is one way I think that we can all connect them. But then there's the other thing, that is the memory of a voice, the memory of someone's scent, the memory of someone's mm-hmm. voice is also quite important. Because it's sort of like when we feel like someone is calling our name, but there's nobody there, but we recognize the voice from the memory, you know, it's ingrained in our heart.
Oh, absolutely.
That's another way. Yeah. Yeah, that's another
I can still remember the sound of my grandmother's voice, and she's been gone almost 40 years, and I can still, you know, get the sound of her voice in my head. It's amazing,
oh, wow.
actually. Yeah.
It is amazing.
That I can, yeah, it really is. And of course, you know, sometimes it doesn't matter how much time goes by. You know, we mm-hmm. love is forever, right? And
yep.
so,
yeah.
you know, and yeah. so we do that forever. And you know, the other thing is sensing someone's energy. And I know you teach a little bit about that. You always taught about that as well. Then we have symbols. Oh, my gosh,
yep.
symbols.
Oh, yeah.
huge.
Yeah.
You know, understanding symbolism. So if any of our listeners out there, if you guys find that you have repeat symbolism that keeps coming up, whether it's in your dreams or whether it's just spontaneous, you know, you happen to think of something that's very symbolic, oftentimes, that's kind of an inspirational cue from someone in spirit, you know, kind of giving us a little bit of a heads up, you
Absolutely.
Know.
I think symbols, yeah. and also I think signs. I think the signs become
oh, yeah.
more and more. I mean, signs are amazing, because when we really begin to pay attention to them, they can be absolutely profound. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. And
yeah.
the other thing also, we can also have this conversation with our loved ones of the past. We can ask them, what, like we can say to them, send me that symbol or send me this symbol. So it could be like, send me the cardinals, or like mm-hmm. I did with my father, I said, send me the dimes. I didn't want the pennies from heaven, I wanted dimes. And I started getting dimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, and other things that looked like dimes, or like they were the same shape and size of a dime, but it was
right.
something really significant.
Well, the part with the symbolism, why that's so important is, you know, we always have to remember that the method that we're using to communicate is called telepathy, right? So
mm-hmm.
we're not,
yep.
it's not spoken word, and the signs and the symbolism has a lot to do with the way spirit communicates, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, and then with dreams. Dreams is so powerful. I'm so glad you brought that up, because I feel mm-hmm. like that's the easiest way for spirit to communicate with us and make that
yes.
connection.
Absolutely.
So, you know, one thing I'd always advise people, if you do remember your dreams and you're trying to connect with your loved ones in your dreams, don't give up. It takes some practice. You know, sometimes
yeah.
you have to ask for a connection over and over again. And, you know, you'll get one. You will get one,
yeah.
but don't give up right away. You know, do you find
Absolutely.
That also? You know, they have
yeah,
to keep
I
at
find
it.
That. Yeah, I mean, I've always been the dreaming medium, I think, that, and I've started sort of getting more and more and more in depth with it. And then I'm getting so many emails from people asking me to help them with their dreams.
Yeah.
And so I even, like, today I've been quite exhausted, and I took a nap today, and I found myself actually dreaming off telepathy in the dream, and I started realizing I can have a whole conversation just using telepathy in my dream. And it was sort of like almost like this lucid type of dream.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it sounds like a lucid dream. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for those of you listening in, if you don't know what a lucid dream is, it's kind of being aware that you're in the dream state, having awareness while you are dreaming. And it's very cool because it can be very, very real to your senses, to all of your senses. So, you know, it's a very interesting thing when that happens.
Well, even having the ability to have a dream and your loved ones are there, and then it's sort of like that is chapter one, and then like the following night or the night thereafter, you may have a continuance of the same dream, like the dream continues.
Mm-hmm.
And when we also get to the point we can control the dreams a little bit, you know, that is also kind of interesting. And we ask for the signs, what does this sign mean in the dream? And what does this symbol mean in the dream? And I think that when we get to the point where we can actually control the dreams quite a bit, that is actually a really profound experience.
Yeah, it really can be. So, so if any of you out there are listening and you'd like to have that experience, don't give up. Keep practicing. Practice is really the key to continue doing it and also to continue asking, you know, for those connections to spirit.
Yeah.
So if any of our listeners would like to check out Siri's website, you'll find her at spiritoflight.com. So be sure to check her out on the web. And I'm also happy to say that our show is now commercial-free. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight, once again, is certified medium Siri Burnson. And we're actually about to go to our phone lines now, and we'll take a few calls. So are you ready, Siri, to make some connections for our callers?
I hope so. I really hope so.
Yes, we are ready. Okay, so before we go to our first caller, I just want to mention quickly that I will call out to you by name and state. And when we have you on the air, please just be sure to speak up because we do need to hear your voice clearly in order to connect with your loved ones in spirit. And you can let us know if you'd like to have that quick mini reading or if you have a question for us instead. We're happy always to take your questions. Okay. So let's get to our first caller. We have Ronnie calling in from South Carolina. Are you with us, Ronnie?
Yes.
Hi, Ronnie. Welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading or did you have a question?
I'd like a reading.
You would like a reading. Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Siri.
Okay. So just sort of let me know if you understand or if you don't understand. I feel like there's a man that is actually wanted to stand next to you. My feeling about him is that I know that he is family. I usually feel like he would have lived with you because what he shows me right now is that he would have loved to have done things with his hands, whether this is using nuts and bolts or even carving things out in wood, because it just feels to me like he was really, really handy. I also do get a sense that he had a bit of a challenging journey at the end of his life because I know that there's a health condition that is taking place with him. And I also do know that he would have lost quite a bit of weight. Do you understand any of this?
The second part, not the first.
Not the first part. Do you understand the father in the spirit world that would have been quite handy or would have known how to work with tools?
The father? Did you say father?
No, I actually didn't say the gender. It's just that I just asked the man, like, how he is kind of, like, I feel like there's a man that is coming through. And the first thing that I'm hearing with him is, I feel like there's a dad that is coming through, and he's acknowledging that he would have known how to work with a lot of tools. I also do know that he was quite, his personality is somewhat dry, if I may say this, or there's a sense of it's not an apprehension, but he holds back quite a bit, as in there's a sense of apprehension, shyness, holding back. Do you understand any of this with a dad in the spirit world?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that said, I'm going to tell you honestly, I feel like he's just here to say hello and goodbye. It just feels to me like he would have known how to do wood carving or worked with tools like plumbing and things like this. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, are you hoping to hear from a younger individual, though, someone that is your age?
Yes.
Okay. And would you understand that this is a man that you also want to hear from, that is someone that either is your life partner or that would have lived in your house, that is family to you, that would stand next to you?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm going to tell you what he did. He just showed me, like, he kind of pushed your dad away, and how I perceive him is that he was married to you or he was your life partner, as he shows it to me, because he shows me the ring on the finger. And then and my feeling is that his sense of humor is a lot easier than your father's, and he always knew how to make jokes of things. Or you know how, like, sometimes there are some people that are a little bit inappropriate by the sense of humor? Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. So, do you also understand that he would have had a long-term illness, whether this is digestive issues or colon issues or abdominal issues, but do you understand him having had long-term health issues in his tummy?
Yes.
Okay. So, and you're still living the same... This is your husband, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. And you still live in the same house, where you still have the same bed and you still have everything around, like everything that you have together, you still are living with it, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. Did you, I'm going to say this a little bit that is a little off color, but did you not change the sheet for a long time after his passing?
No, I did change the sheets.
You did change them. Then I'm going to say it this way. Did you then keep the bedroom very much the same way that it was when he was alive?
Yes.
Like everything is unchanged, because it just feels like he's walking around the bedroom and he's doing a peekaboo in your bedroom, and it feels like everything is the same way. Do you also understand that at one point I know that you would have had, if I may say so, I'm not sure if you have a cat or if you have a plural, if you have many cats or the pets. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And do some of them also sleep on your bed, but they're not supposed to?
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel like he's kind of like laughing at it, that like when you're asleep, you don't know that they jump on the bed. And so it feels to me that like they kind of wait for you. It's almost like the little babies. You know, like they wait for you till you're asleep, and then they jump on the bed, and then they sleep next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense? All righty.
Yes.
Now, when he was laid to rest, it feels to me as though either this is the memorial service or the funeral. My feeling is that you had some sort of an issue with the music or the songs or the singer didn't show up. Do you understand this?
No.
Okay. When he was, you had a memorial service before him, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay. And you had some music playing in the background?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'm going to say it this way. Would it be correct here that you changed the music up last minute?
I don't remember.
That's okay. I'm going to leave it be. It just feels to me like the music is different than what we thought it would be. Now, at the same time, so he's coming through for you with an enormous amount of love, and my feeling is that, is this less than 2 years since he passed away?
Just a little over 2 years.
Oh, just a little over 3 years. I'm going to say honestly, like when I do this, I tend to break things down into the 2 years and then into the five and into the 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It feels to me, if I may say so, it feels to me that it still feels really recent. So you still think about him daily, and not a day goes by when he is still in your heart and still in your mind. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm aware of it here. And do you still light a candle for him?
No.
Okay. I'm going to then stick to it this way. Do you understand? You have a couple of kids, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'm going to really stick to this one. Do you also have one daughter, please?
No.
You only have sons?
I have daughter-in-laws.
Okay, I'll take that. I'm going to explain something. It feels to me as though one of the daughter or daughter-in-laws is quite close to you, and where she knew him also, where there's a sense of this tenderness of love and feeling very endearing with one of the daughter-in-laws. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. It feels to me like I need to send her love, because I'm not sure if this is for you or if this is for her. But you know how, like, some people, they have an easier time dealing with stress and anxiety than other people? This actually may be for her, that sending love to my kids, to my grandkids, like sending love to everyone around. Do you understand that Bob in the family? Either Rob or Bob. Okay, I'll take the Rob, because I just heard OB, and then he was adding on the R in front of it. So he just wants to send love to everyone in the family and to say that I'm still around. And the other thing, the last thing that I didn't want to mention here is, have you or your daughter-in-law been moving around some green plants Or do you have a green thumb or green fingers, or do you love plants, house plants?
Yes.
Okay. And have you been moving them around or like redecorating with your house plants?
Yes.
Okay. Because he's watching you as you do this, and there's a sense of some of them have kind of grown. You know, like when you have a house plant that grows really, really big, and then you're like wondering, like, how, where can I put it? Because it takes up the whole entire living room.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels to me that he's acknowledging that I am here with you when you are moving things around. I'm here with you, because it feels like yesterday that he passed away. Do you know if there's somebody in the family that also loves the Beatles?
Yes.
Or music from the '60s.
Yes, he did.
Okay, because mm-hmm. if I say so, it feels like he wants to pull out the albums, like he wants to pull out the 60s music, the 60s and maybe 70s. And what I see here is like pulling out the Beatles, and then I think there's also pulling out, I'm not sure if it's like Frank Zappa or what it is. It just feels like 60s or 70s music. And do you still have some of the old albums?
Yes.
Okay, and there's a sense of like he's encouraged you to play the old music that like, and I, this feels to me like when the two of you met.
Yes.
You know? And I like, it's just, the way he shows this to me, if I could dance with you one more dance, I would dance around with you. I would make space in the living room and I would dance around with you because I just want to be in your arms again. So it just feels to me like he really wants to be in your arms again. I may be switching gears, but, do you have a friend who by any chance lost a daughter?
No.
Then I'm going to move away from it. Do you understand a connection to the horses or the stables or the love of the horses?
No.
Okay. I think that I'm actually sort of moving it on to another link then, because I've been shown... the love of the horses. And neither one of your sons lives close to horses or stables?
No.
Okay. Then I'm going to drop that whole thing because I'm getting it very clear, but it may be for another link. Anyway, so just know that your husband is coming through. Do you understand the connection to the name Beth?
Beth?
Or Beth or Elizabeth.
No.
Okay. That means that I'm sort of... I'm moving on to another link then. Just know that your husband is all around you and he's well aware of where you're living and how things are going. And it feels to me that his way of connecting with you is really through music.
Okay.
Do you know like when you connect with loved ones and when you play the old songs again?
Mm-hmm.
So he's encouraged you to put on the old songs to really sit with it. Have you yourself been having a little bit of an issue with getting around?
No.
I am completely switching gears. I'm going to say this. I'm going to go.
We're just about out of time, though, for this call, though.
Yeah. Did your mom pass away by any chance?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say this. Did she by any chance also, do you understand her having had a hard time getting around at the end of her life?
Yes.
Okay, just know that your mother is also close to you, but I feel like your husband is the one that is absolutely closest.
Mm-hmm.
Like he wraps his arms around you, and I know that your mother is also there, and just sending a lot of love to you, too. Like she's kind of like number two. So
thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in, Ronnie. Thank you so much.
All right, Ronnie, I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
It did. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, let's move on to another caller. We have Debbie calling in from New York. Are you with us, Debbie?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question?
I'd love to have a connection with Spirit.
All righty.
Okay.
So how have you been doing, Debbie, lately? How have you been doing?
Not so great.
Okay, that's one of those questions these days that is a little bit challenging. Anyway, so there are two people that are going to be coming through for you today. There's a man that is actually standing next to me, and it feels to me that he's quite slender. And I also feel like because he's quite slender, he feels to me that he is, he appears to be tall, but at the same time, he may not be more than like maybe 5'11 or 6 feet at the most. I also do know that, do you have any connection either to Kentucky or Tennessee or Ohio or Oklahoma or, good God, where am I going? Hold on just a second. Do you have any connection to the Midwest?
No.
None whatsoever?
No.
Then I need to change this up ever so slightly. You've been to Niagara Falls, correct?
No.
You've never been to Niagara Falls? There's someone that is taking me all over the place. There's a man that is coming through, and all I know about him is that he's quite slender. I also do get a sense that before his passing, he's having quite a hard time because I know that he's on medication that would be similar to painkillers or morphine. I just know that his mind is not coherent, and I'm sort of losing my mind. Not losing my mind, but I'm having a challenging time with his mind. I also do get a sense that he would have suffered either some sort of a debilitating thing. I'm not sure if it's a stroke or what it is. It just feels to me like there's a sense of part of his arm is not working quite well. It may be Parkinson's, but it feels to me like it's more like a stroke or something that happens quickly. Do you understand this, please?
No.
You're not understanding this.
Not at all.
Okay. Are you hoping to hear from a man?
Yes.
Okay. I need to sort of pick up the speed with this. Do you understand a man in the spirit world that would have been quite busy in his life and had a long career with working in business or working in the city or having to drive into the city?
Yes. Well, he did have to drive.
Yeah, I'm not in a farmland, but I have to be sort of more in an urban area where I have to drive into the city, or I may take the train into the city on occasion.
Oh, no, never.
But you understand having to get into a city to work?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And do you understand that man? Are you hoping to hear from a husband?
Yes.
Okay, because all I heard was husband. And when he was in his younger days, do you understand that he was, if I may say so, well-built or... how can I say this? Descriptions of people these days are so interesting. Do you understand that your husband's passing was fairly quick or sudden?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that it's sort of like one moment I'm here and then the next moment I collapse and I'm having a hard time sort of gasping or I'm having a hard time getting my breath in. And if I may say so, do you understand this being heart-related?
I don't know. He was struck by and killed by a bus.
I wonder if that is what he was trying to show me when I was like on the road and I was driving into the city. I'm going to say it's probably that is probably what he was trying to show me.
No.
Yeah, because all I could see was on the road.
Oh yeah, that would be right.
So I'm going to stick to the road thing. And I thought it was a train. I do apologize if it's a bus, but I thought it was a train going, taking the train in or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the other thing here also, do you also understand the husband was always really well-dressed?
No.
You think no to everything that I'm saying to you?
No.
Okay. You see, I haven't, but I don't have it. It's sort of like I've got a little bit of him, but I don't have enough of him. I'm just going to go through a few things. He shows me that there's a significance to the month of what I would perceive to be the month of January, because I feel like I'm in the beginning of the year. And
yes.
I feel like I need to talk about anniversaries or birthdays or some sort of a celebration of life around that time period. Do you understand this, please?
No, he was killed in January.
That's what I said.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, like I said, anniversary or some sort of acknowledgement of the celebration of life. There's a sense of... So he was killed in January?
Yes.
All righty. And when he passed away, though, did you keep letters from him from, I'm going to say it how I see this. You know when people keep cards, they keep birthday cards and letters and things like this, they keep memorabilia?
Yes.
Would it make sense to you that you kept a lot of the things that he had sent to you or given to you on birthdays and anniversaries?
Yes.
Okay. And have you also, by any chance, recently been either looking at them or going through them or reminiscing about them?
No.
Okay, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it a little bit further detail. But you understand that you kept all the things that he would ever give you, gifts, presents, letters, cards.
Right.
Okay. In this past few months, do you understand yourself that you've been either in your own home doing some sort of a decluttering or going through things that you no longer need, but holding on to the precious items that he had sent you or given you?
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. And did you also, by any chance, come across boxes of letters that were from him to you, or was this in your drawer?
No. No.
Okay. But you've been emptying out some parts of your home, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay. And are you in the process of possibly moving somewhere?
I hope to at some point.
Okay. I'm going to stick to how I see this. It feels to me that he shows me that as we're downsizing, as we're cutting down on some of the things we own, I'm aware that he shows me now that you're letting go of the things, that some things, whether this is clothing or socks or what, or shoes, I don't know what it is, but it's something that actually would have belonged to him that still was in your possession. So I'm going to stick to this. Do you know, like, when people have the winter clothing and they kind of like store them up and then they pull them out every fall or winter? Okay.
Right.
He just shows it to me. Do you understand that you still have some of his either winter jackets or winter boots or winter clothing?
Yes.
Okay. And that recently, or in the last few months, you've been going through it?
No, but I have them.
No, but you have been. Okay, I'm going to take that as a yes. That you've been going through. Yes, I'll tell you why. Because it's like how I see this is that you have been downsizing. You're trying to get your home into more of a compact, easy to move condition. And I'm going to say it also.
About 30 seconds.
Okay. So just know that your husband is here with you, and he's asking you that when it comes to the letters that I sent you, the letters that I gave you, the cards and the letters, please keep the things that really are precious, that have my handwriting, that has it. Keep the things that really mean the most to us.
Okay.
Keep the precious, the precious memories, but letting go of the things that he will never use again, like winter jackets, letting go of those things. And I will be helping you move.
Okay.
So he's going to be helping you move.
Okay. That'd be good.
Okay. I hope this was helpful in some ways.
Yes. Thank you very much.
All righty, Debbie. Thank you so much for calling into the show.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Okay, let's get to our next caller. We have Craig. Do we have Greg?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Is it Greg? Am I saying your name correctly?
It's correct, but I want to pass the phone to my wife, Joanne.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay,
we'll
so, yeah.
Joanne.
Thank you very much.
All righty.
Hello.
Hi, Joanne. What state are you calling in from?
We're calling from Alberta, Canada.
From Canada? Okay.
Oh, wow.
Would you like to have a connection, a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
We'd love a mini reading.
All righty.
Okay.
I think I have figured something out that I may have had earlier in one of the earlier readings tonight. Are you hoping to have a connection with a younger female?
Joanne. Potentially, yes.
Okay. Because I think that there was an interruption with one of the messages. The lady, she didn't understand what I was talking about. Do you by any chance live somewhere where there's a lot of either farmland or horses or stables, or you have a lot of green area around you?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Like just, I've been to Toronto, Canada. Huh?
We live in the prairies, so we have lots
of
farmland around.
Yes, exactly. That is exactly what it is. Okay, wonderful. Because the way I saw this in my mind's eye, like I've never been to that area of Canada or the United States, but I just saw these prairies and land and land and land and land. And so I'm going to say this. There's a lady that is going to be coming through, and all I feel like she's bouncing with energy. And also, somewhere close to where you live, do you also have either farms that have horses or stables or like an animal sanctuary, but I don't think it's a sanctuary, or like farm animals. Do you understand this?
Yes, there are farm animals. We have family that have farm with cows and sheep and horses.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so because all I could see was like horses, and like I see it in my mind as if it's like sanctuary, but I know it's not a sanctuary because I know it's like working working animals. So there's a lady that is coming through, and my feeling is she's younger. I mean, she's really, really, really vibrant, like bouncing off the wall, vibrant. I feel like I need to acknowledge either with you or with her that one of the two of you was has been quite artistic or loves art or loves painting, or I want to put finger paint all over the world. Like it's as if I just want to put painting on the walls, or I want to put my fingerprints on the wall. Do you understand any of this?
Fingerprints on the wall.
No, I don't have any young females. My grandmother, but she was older when she passed.
She was older when she passed. I'm going to stick to something, though. When you were younger, I'm going to really stick to this. When you were younger, were you quite artistic?
No, just crafty, but not an artist by any means.
Okay. Crafty, arty is the same thing to me. It looks the same. Crafty, okay. Arty, it looks the same.
Okay.
Do you also, by any chance, do you look for signs? Do you look for signs from spirits?
Yes, we have, we see handprints on our mirrors in our bathroom all of the time.
Oh, that's it. Thank you. Okay, good. Okay, let me stick with it how I see this, because all I know is that I'm being shown handprints on walls. If it's handprints on the mirror, then I just feel like I need to acknowledge this, like there's a spirit in your house. And there's a sense of a joy with the spirit. All I can say, like it's an energy of youth. There's an energy of freedom. There's an energy of just kind of like bouncing off a wall, and all I know is a female. Then I'm going to try and see if I can see more of this female here. The other thing also, what I'm also being shown right now is that it feels like you look for signs from spirit also, whether this is in the form of butterflies or blue jays or blue birds or really unusual colored birds. Do you understand this?
Yes, we have blue jays that visit us often.
Okay, awesome. I think I've only one time seen a blue jay, and it was actually it was a roadkill. But I live in the city, and we don't get a lot of animals in the city. Anyway, so all I know is there's a lady that is coming through. And did your grandmother, by any chance, take care of you when you were younger?
Yes.
Okay. Was she like your mother number two? Like your mom was there, but she was like the mother number two, that she was always there, always, always, always in and out of the door. I'm not sure if you lived with her, if there was a sense of like on her doorstep all the time. Do you understand this, please?
She was my mother's mother, and she was always the one that looked after us if my mom couldn't.
Okay, yeah, because this is kind of being shown right foot in and the left foot outside. So that just tells me like always in and out of the threshold. And the other thing also, when you were younger, did you by any chance have milking cows?
No.
Did she then herself by any chance grow up on a farm?
Yes.
Okay. And would she also have known how to milk cows?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say this. There's a lady that is coming through and she's milking, like she's holding on to the udders of a cow. And she shows it to me like in the good old days, this is how we did it. But it would also make sense to you here that your grandmother had a wonderful, wonderful energy to her. And in other words, you know how like sometimes when people get older, they really get older. But in terms of your grandmother, she would not have like shown signs of aging. She always kept her spirits high.
Sorry, I missed that last part.
Okay. Do you understand your grandmother always keeping her spirits high, even though she was getting older?
Yes.
Yes. And so it feels to me like she wants to sing, and I'm not sure if she's a good singer. You know, like when you go to the Sunday church or you go to the church down the street, and then you sing your heart out, and it doesn't matter if you sing out of tune or if you sing well, it doesn't matter. But did you also, when you were growing up, did you also, by any chance, go to church on a regular basis?
With her, yes.
Yes, because I know that there's a sense of a church, like there's a church lady holding your hand and dragging you into the church and is like, this is what we do on Sundays, rain or shine, sleet or hail, this is what we do. And
we went to church with her. We didn't go with my mother, but we went with her for sure.
Yeah, I know, because I know that I'm going, like, I'm holding on to the hand of grandmother. That's all I know. And and it feels to me that do you, by any chance, also know how to crochet?
I cross-stitch.
Oh, is it cross-stitch? Okay, I'll take it. I'll tell you what she was showing me. Not many people know how to do a cross-stitch. She was showing me as if I was holding onto the thread and then I go, like, up and down and up and down and up and down. I thought it was crocheting. I apologize for that. And are you, by any chance, working on a piece, or have you ever made a cross-stitch that was large?
I am working on one right now.
Like, that is kind of, it's not just a pillow. It's like 10 times pillow size.
It's, oh, yes, I made, when my daughter was born, I made a cross-stitch, 14 different cross-stitch pattern squares, and then she quilted them into a blanket.
Okay, wonderful, because the way I saw, I'm going to be honest with you, how I saw this, she shows it to me as if I had, as if I was doing, like, doilies, but obviously they're not doilies, if I was doing a throw, but it obviously is not a throw, like, the sense of, like, doing this really creative piece that is quite large, and it feels like this would have given her tremendous amount of joy, didn't it?
Yes, it really did.
Yeah. Now, does either you or your daughter love the color yellow or sunflowers?
Yes.
Both my daughter
and I. Okay. Yeah.
So it feels to me that that is actually one of my favorite colors, the yellow, sort of the sunflower yellow. And it feels to me that I feel like your grandmother is wanting to wrap her arms around your daughter. Now, that said, you have more than one child, though, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say this one thing. With one of the children that you had, I'm not sure if it's a second or third child, did you have kind of a challenging pregnancy with one of them, but it did work out in the end?
Yes, my daughter.
Like wobbly? Okay, that was my feeling, because it's like wobbling around like a... I'm going to tell you this. Your grandmother shows it to me like wobbling around like a walrus, and I'm thinking to myself, like, I don't think we have walruses where you live. But wobbling around...
No, but that would be an accurate picture of me, yes.
Okay, yeah, wobbling around like a walrus. And then, because it feels to me like she was... I'm not sure if your daughter was sideways for too long, or like she was taking her good old time, or don't know what it is. But anyway, and your grandmother was alive, wasn't she, when you gave birth to the daughter?
Yes, she was.
Okay, because it feels to me the joy is absolutely amazing in her eyes. Like, it brings me so much joy. So just know that your grandmother is the one that is leaving those handprints on the wall, and my feeling is that you kind of knew that already. And the other thing also, either you or your daughter is quite attuned to spirit, or you know how to communicate with spirit yourself.
I often try to communicate with spirit, and my daughter is very attuned.
Yes, because he shows me dream catchers. So this would indicate that either you or your daughter, one of the two, if not both of you guys, are very much connected to the spirit world, and all you have to do is like holding on to this dream catcher, and then you take a peek through it, and then you're connected to the spirit world. And it feels to me that, is your daughter still in her 20s or 30s or something?
She's 22.
Okay, 22, so she's young still. Okay, I'm going to say this. If she was ever to take classes in unfoldment of spirits, my feeling is that she would be a great healer for the future. I also do know that she would have a wonderful touch, healing touch with people in the future if she ever went into understanding the connection to spirit, diving into it deeper than just sort of walking around with it is one thing, but I feel like she's a lighthouse, walks around like a lighthouse. So, and that makes sense to you, doesn't it?
Yes.
That she would be quite gifted if she was ever to attune into the spirit world and sort of, because I feel like, yep, she might have done automatic writing. So just know that your grandmother is the one that leaves the handprint on your wall, on your mirrors, and so now you know who it is.
Okay.
I hope this
okay.
is helpful.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It's been very, very, very nice. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joanne, for calling into the show.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay, so let's see if we have another caller here. Okay, we have Diane calling in from New York. Are you with us, Diane?
I am, thank you.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a connection with spirit, or did you have a question?
I'd love a connection with spirit, please.
All righty. So how have you been doing, Diane? You been doing okay lately?
I have been struggling a bit.
Okay. Well, we always have to think of it this way, that the sun is always behind the clouds. I'm going to go back in time a little bit. When you were younger, were you by any chance interested in dance or theater or Broadway?
I used to, when I was a kid, pretend I was a singer.
Okay, that's okay. Is this that I'm being shown as if I'm going on to like a Broadway musical, and I feel like, I know that this is not an actual thing, it just feels to me that the singing was something that, I'm not sure if you wanted to do it, but in a sense of the singing was important for you in your life. Is your mom still living?
No.
Okay. Is your mom the one that you would like to hear from?
Not that I don't want to hear from her, but she was not the primary one.
Okay. I'm going to say this. You may have two spirits that come through. It just feels to me that I feel like I need to bring through a mom, and I'm going to say it this way. There's a lady that is coming through, and I feel like she's just going to do like a quick peekaboo. Before your mother's passing, would it be correct that she did have a challenging time at the end of her life? You know, like how there are some people, they become easy patients, and there are some people, they kind of become defiant or challenging. Do you understand this with your mom?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like challenging to negotiate with, or when health issues came up? And your dad is also passed, isn't he?
Yes.
Okay. It just feels to me like I need to acknowledge the couple that is older, that is here in the spirit world, and I feel and I know that... were you very, very close to your mom before her passing?
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel as though... I'm going to say it this way. It feels to me that you would have been close to your mom and that you would have tried to take care of her the best you could. But I also do get a sense that sometimes your mom was a little bit grumpy, and she's wanted to apologize to you for having been not always the sweetest or not always the easiest one to deal with. The other thing also with either with your, I may actually be switching gears. Are you hoping to hear from a husband?
A life partner, yes.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, like when people live together, or if they're together for like many, many years, it's the same mm-hmm. thing to me. The wedding for me is just a piece of paper.
Absolutely.
Anyway, but a life partner, okay. And before his passing, though, I'm a little bit confused by who's going to be wanting to support, because I have the three people here. With one of the three people, I hope this is him, would it be correct that he, what on earth am I looking at right now? Do you have any people in your family that either worked with a fire department or EMT or police department or in a service job?
I have family members that are members of the police department.
Okay, I knew it. Okay. And you have sisters?
I have one sister.
Okay. I feel as though your mom is wanting to send light around you and your sister for some reason, and I don't know what it is. That said, I'm going to move that away. I'm going to move it out of my vision right now, but I want to go into the man that is wanting to come through. Before I'm going to refer to him as your husband, if that's okay, because a life partner
that's
is the same
perfectly
thing.
Perfectly fine.
Okay, because if I'm going to say so, I feel like you must have been together for longer than 1 year. My feeling is it would have been like several years, like whether it's 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years or 10 years or 12 years. That's what it says. The point time is time.
18 years.
Oh, 18 years. Yeah. So that would be the same as a husband. All I know is that he was starting to count my fingers, and he was already up to like 12 or 15. So before his passing, though, do you understand that he had to take some heavy duty medication?
I don't believe he was on a lot of medication.
Okay. Do you understand that he had a medical condition before his passing?
Yes.
Okay. And that when he, then I'm going to say it in a more precise way. I know that I'm connected with a man, and I know that I passed from a medical condition, and my feeling is that this is something that would have taken a little bit of time. But you know, like when you, what am I doing right now? Did he, by any chance, have a surgery or a conversation with physicians about possible surgery?
No.
Okay. Then I need to figure out what it is that I'm doing right now. He is... then I'm going to say it this way. Before his passing, do you understand that he may have had two health conditions that interfered with one another?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the way he shows this to me, it's sort of like if he was poking at like an organ, and then he was poking at my kidney, or he's poking at my liver. I don't know what it is, but mm-hmm. he's poking at different
yes.
organs.
You're absolutely
and,
right. And mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. And then he shows it to me as if like they were trying to treat one condition, but then they discovered the other condition. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And then by the point that they discovered the second condition, I'm not sure if it's the liver or the kidney, but it feels like it's in the abdominal area. It was kind of like a little bit too late. And I also do get a sense that he, what on earth am I doing right now? Did he like baseball?
No.
He did not. What am I doing then? Then I'm going to say it this way. Do you remember the Jerry Seinfeld TV show?
Yes.
Alrighty. Then, did you have a... The two of you, did you by any chance have like a favorite diner that the two of you would go to?
Yes, we did.
Okay. I'm going to tell you exactly what it did in my mind. And this is when you said no to the baseball. Okay, he showed it to me when George Costanza was at the working for the Yankees. And I thought, okay, if it's not that, then it has to be the diner. So do you ever go there still, to that diner?
I just went back there once with a very dear friend about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. I'm going to say
this. First time I've been there since he passed.
Say what?
It was the first time I've been there since he passed.
Okay. Okay, then I'm going to go into it because it feels to me he was there with you. And so I'm not sure if, like, when the two of you would go there together, if you had a favorite booth or if you had a favorite table or something. But you understand that you would go there fairly regularly.
We would go there often, yes.
Yeah. And that, do you understand also that you had kind of like a favorite corner or favorite table or something?
Nothing favorite. No, we just liked the booth. You know, didn't
okay,
matter.
Okay, then I'll take the booth. Is it that he's sticking on the image from Seinfeld, from the booth, the booth,
mm-hmm.
the booth? Okay. And would it also be correct here that the waitresses or the people working there, they knew you by name almost?
No.
Well, we have about 30 seconds, Siri.
Okay. Does know that your husband is coming through and he's reminiscing about going to the diner or going to this place where they have the booths, and he is encouraging to return to this place? Because my feeling is that he wants to join you again. Like, it's kind of like having breakfast and having pancake or having bacon and eggs.
Yes. Breakfast was his
okay.
favorite, yes.
Yes, okay, because he just sort of shows me, I love going there. So make sure that she goes back and she takes me along with her. Because I also do know that it feels to me like you carry a picture of him in your wallet or somewhere that you take with you wherever you go.
I'm holding on to a picture of him right now.
Okay, so he's just saying, like, please bring the picture along so we all can sit down and have a nice breakfast together at the diner. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So thank you
yep.
so much for calling in, and I hope this was helpful.
It was very helpful. Thank you so much. You
okay, Diane. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All righty. I can't believe how fast this hour goes, but we are out of time. And
we're out of time.
I would like, yes, always, so quick. And I'd like to thank our guest, Siri Burnson, for joining us this evening. And Siri, if our listeners would like more information about your work or if they'd like to schedule a private session with you, the best way is through the website.
Yes, I actually did get an email from someone that was asking how to book a session with me. Spirit of Light is my website. It's just singular, Spirit of Light. And then they're going to see a tab on the website. It says book a session. Then you click on the tab, and then you're going to see that I offer both Zoom and in-person sessions.
Okay.
And then you just
great.
Go through the payment system, yeah.
Okay, great. So spiritoflight.com. And
yep.
I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Please join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light.
And thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. And your show host, Joe Peretta, will be back with you for the next show, so be sure to tune in to Mediums and Messages next month on May 20th. In the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a wonderful evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.